Praetorian Underground. That's John Cale from CFNY 102. Blue Peter back there. Well, Geets, are you all set now? In just a few minutes, we're going to bring to life the sea monkeys according to the instructions. I feel like it's something out of Frankenstein, don't you?
We bring life to CFNY.
Now, by the way, if we get a good batch of sea monkeys later on throughout the month, we're going to invite all listeners to come up here for a big seafood dinner. We're going to have a lot of fun. Yeah. Now, are you going to wear rubber gloves or anything? I'm just looking in this mason jar, and there's a little bit of sediment at the bottom, you know. We don't want to have something like the fly here, you know.
No, I know. We could have something really freaky, you know.
What is that? I got
that mason jar from Eddie.
From Eddie?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Eddie Mason, right? Okay. Well, we'll add the instant life package in just a moment and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's 6:50.
Frank Fletcher's incredible half-price pizza sale.
481 Bloor between Bathurst and Spadina.
Appearing all next week at Albert's Hall, Eugene Smith with Tony Flame and the Dukes. And appearing right now, coming up under the snow.
Yeah.
There's lovely worn down, and it's... wonderful out
this
there,
morning,
isn't it?
Boy. Oh, terrible
world.
And I hate it. All the highways right now are open this morning, but give yourself a lot of extra time to get to where you're going. Be very careful eastbound on the 401. The collector's at Kennedy. An accident there is being cleared up. OPPR clearing another one. Westbound 401 west of 427. We have a jackknife tractor trailer holding traffic on the Queen East southbound just south of the Burlington Skyway. In town, Caledonia was closed between Rogers and Eglinton Avenue. The TTC light route is just reopened, but to avoid Caledonia because of the snowy conditions through there. Other problems on the go at Don Mills and Lawrence, and on the northbound Don Valley Parkway just north of Eglinton Avenue. Halton, Board of Education has canceled all buses on Highway 5 and north of Highway 5. In-town students will have to have transportation. All schools in Halton are open, though, but the buses up on Highway 5, they're all out of service right now. Okay, Pete?
That means the kids have to steal a few cars, eh?
I wonder what this is going to do to their education, because, you know, some of those kids will be able to get to school, some won't. Al, come on over here. Al Lutchen's in the studio here while sitting on the tractor with me. Al, what do you think this will do to their education? Because some will get educated today and some will not. Will this deprive them of some further learning knowledge?
I think the ones who stay home will probably learn a little bit more, possibly.
Okay, thank you.
But by the way, it's pretty cold on this tractor this morning.
Yes, it is. It is. You know, don't kiss the seat, whatever you do. Okay.
So, kids, watch reruns of I Love Lucy and learn a few things. Okay, thank you, Warren. Okay, Geets, are you all ready to create?
Yep.
Now, wait a minute. I want to ask you one question here.
Yep.
We're up to pack number two.
Yeah.
If you want to open it out of the package there.
Yeah.
When do we add the other stuff?
That'll be in another couple of days.
Have you been reading the instructions?
Yes, I've been following the instructions. Follow instructions in the back of Sea Monkey number one, water purifier. Yep. Sea monkey eggs will not hatch unless placed in the specially prepared formula. Now add the entire contents of this package containing your live sea monkey eggs and hold the container in front of a strong light. Lucky we put the 75-watt bulb
in there for you,
Pete, you know. Yeah. Okay. Whew. Stir for 1 minute and hold the container in front of a strong light. Search carefully, and you'll see tiny white dots swimming against the current. Ha-ha! These are your live, newly hatched sea monkey babies. With care, they can grow from a half to three quarters and live a year or more. It's going to take us a year or more to make a sea monkey coat?
What about a sea monkey funeral? I didn't know they only lived for a year.
Yeah,
that's
going to
cause a lot of arrangements.
Hey,
and flowers
we'll make a fortune selling sea monkey coffin.
Are you also? You're not worried about that little sediment in the bottom there?
No, that's from Eddie. Don't worry.
Well, okay. I mean, we don't. I'm worried that we're going to have something like the fly come out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, all of those instructions are on the back of that little tiny package.
Yeah,
and
I throw
the now opening.
Yeah. Okay. Look at this. Look at this. Look at in there. See
what's inside.
Look in there, Fred.
What is it?
Have a look in there. See, there's gook in there.
Okay.
Now,
pour
I'm
it into the water.
Add this into the water.
All right.
Okay.
I just went straight to the bottom.
Yeah. Now I gotta mix this crap.
You have to
up
shake
here.
It up.
Stir it.
You have to stir it. Well, maybe, how about the little spoon here? Because the kit came with a spoon.
Yeah, but the only problem with that spoon, it's not long enough to get down to the bottom, so I'm going to do it this way.
Now, hold it up to a strong light.
Okay, 75-watt bulb here.
Now, is anything moving against the current in there? How come some of those little eggs, or whatever they are bigger than others?
Holy cow, these suckers are growing, Pete!
Now, don't give them a migraine by shaking that jar too much.
Okay, I'm stirring.
Can you see?
Oh.
Shouldn't we have a Jacob's ladder like the Frankenstein laboratory?
Yeah.
Sparks going up and down.
Don't drop the sea monkeys on the floor.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Wait, let's eat these suckers.
What's inside there? No,
okay, now I'm going to have to stir this sucker up.
Put the light on it a bit better.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now I'll stir it like that.
Oh, you're stirring with a ballpoint pen.
Nothing
now
wrong.
Blue sea monkeys.
No. This is a waterproof pen. Listen, this was used by the astronauts, this pen.
Hey, just a minute. I don't think the hygienic preparation for the instant life phase of the sea monkeys is working
okay.
too well. Do you see anything in there?
Just... I don't see a damn thing.
What do we do with it now?
Well, we're supposed to let it wait.
Wait?
Yeah.
You let them wait? Now, when
Oh, I see all these little white dots in here, Pete.
Let me have a look here.
Have a look. Come on over here. Have a look at this thing. See those little white dots?
Yeah.
That's sea monkey eggs. Boy, they're starting to grow. Are they?
It doesn't look like there's much life inside that mason jar to me. But
yeah.
Put it to one side and put it under the lamp so that we keep them warm.
Okay, I'll put it under this
lamp. I know
lamp
you have to do
here.
And what? Whoa, you know what we forgot?
What?
You should have been out boiling a lot of water.
Why, for the shrimp?
Yeah, well, at any kind of birth, you boil water, don't you?
Oh, yeah, and a lot of cloths.
I think it's just a ploy to keep the husbands busy in the kitchen and the hell out of the living room.
Well, okay. Have you got the cigars now, Pete?
We'll pass them up. We don't know whether they're girl sea monkeys or boy sea monkeys.
Yeah.
The instructions will tell us how to find out.
Yeah, yeah. But it looks like it's coming to life. Now, let me just check here.
Now, what are we going to feed them? Bananas?
Yeah, because, monkeys eat bananas,
okay.
Right, you know? And they like to throw coconuts. Now, okay, we've added number 2.
Yes.
Now, skip these instructions if plasma 2 or living plasma is not included in your kit. Hey, but we've got it.
We've got
the best kit of all.
So what do you do?
Plasma number 2 is an additive that boosts the growth of the sea monkey formula. Okay.
When do you add that?
2 days.
2 days.
After your sea monkeys have hatched.
I tell you what, if it doesn't work, we'll just add some instant
coffee
and drink.
So by Thursday, we add the... Hey, I can see the suckers. Like, you know, you can see the little white dots.
Yeah, well, I see white dots, but that doesn't mean anything.
That's sea monkeys. Right, Kevin? Righto.
How many sea monkeys are we going to
Millions, Pete.
Well, that jar is not going to hold them all.
You know?
Whatever.
Only the strong survive, Pete.
Well, we'll put them in a cage, you know, a little later on. Okay, we'll keep you posted on the instant life phase.
I wish Yul Gibbons was still around,
sea
Pete.
Monkeys.
He could tell us all about this.
It's 6:58.
I'm going to phone Mutual of Omaha.
From CFNY.
CFNY-FM, 102.1. The Spirit of Radio.
Matters of the Heart, that's Freuer from CFNY 102, Kate Bush back there. Driving conditions are pretty bad. Go Transit says all its buses and trains are leaving on schedule, but count on some delays. The TTC says its buses are all running about 10 minutes late. The same goes for Mississauga and Brampton Transit. Air Canada has a number of delays and flight cancellations at the airport. CP Air says all its flights are on time. Some school bus service in the area has been canceled. The Peel Board of Education has canceled buses in the Caledon area only. The Dufferin-Peel Separate School Board says its buses for Dufferin and Caledon, including all of its St. Patrick schools, won't be running. And the Halton Board adds its buses on and north of Highway 5 won't be running this morning. All schools, however, are still open at this point.
I wonder, Peter, if Marsden will make it to work today because he lives in Caledon.
Yeah, he has to get
up a hill there.
So he takes a school bus?
Yes.
Yeah, he has his own private school bus, custom design. Michael Stafford is here. What else is happening in the world of news?
Well, I think you guys are in a bit of trouble here. I got a call from Toronto criminal lawyer Tony Grab the Big Bucks Shipsucker.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. And he claims that on the night of April 7th, 1983, at the National Association of Broadcasting Convention in Las Vegas, you and Geets met a Joanne and Maria Sea Monkey and spent the evening with them in a motel. And they're slapping at you guys with a paternity suit.
Yeah, they got a picture. They have any photographs?
They have the photos, and they have the eggs floating around here.
Well, this in the mason jar here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does this come under the heading of conducting illegal experiments or something?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the sea monkeys haven't moved since Geets added them to the water, and the next phase in 2 days is the plasma we have to put in there.
Yeah, these suck. You know, they are moving, though, eh, Mike? You can see them.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to get out.
Yeah. You know, the blob started that way, right?
Right.
And see what it did for Steve McQueen,
yes.
Right?
We had a fire extinguisher?
What's happening, Mike?
Oh, yeah, this snow. I think it's safe to say that we were lucky. We didn't get that much, and the stuff we got was plowed, so Hats off. The CFNY Morning Team hat has to be tipped to the folks who plow the roads and keep our city moving.
If I had a hat, I'd tip it.
Yep. Areas east of Peterborough are gearing up for the most snow. Windsor got the most so far. Windsor and London, they got up to about 20 centimeters. Around the city, only 5 centimeters at the airport, 10 centimeters as you move downtown. And as Pete was saying, there are some school bus cancellations. And the airport's open, though. Go Transit's okay, and so's the TTC. That explosion and fire yesterday at the Gulf Oil Refinery on Southdown Road in Mississauga caused about $10 million damage. It could be another $5 million in lost business. Blame it on a ruptured oil pump valve. At one point yesterday, they considered evacuating a bunch of people around the area, but the firefighters did such a good job, they had everything under control within an hour. Now, here's another oil problem. In Magnolia, New Jersey, there's an East Adams Street and there's a West Adams Street.
Mm-hmm.
An oil delivery man was supposed to make his delivery to a house on West Adams Street. However, he found the home with the right number but the wrong street, on East Adams. To make things worse, the owners recently switched to natural gas and they cut the oil pipe off in their basement to get rid of the tank. So he pumped 85 gallons of fuel through this oil pipe that now leads just through a hole in the wall in the basement. And the basement now sloshing with 380 liters of fuel oil.
Oh, gosh. Free, too.
Mm-hmm.
They won't have to pay that bill.
I hope not. East Adams, West Adams. Last week I mentioned that a group of gentlemen in the Philippines raped a woman and cut her in half. And they were then beheaded. Well, here's another. In Abu Dhabi, an Indian man and a Sri Lankan woman have been sentenced to be stoned to death. They committed adultery. A prosecutor says the man and the woman admitted they did have sex several times. The woman is now pregnant, and if the sentence is approved, she will be given time to deliver the baby and feed the baby if no other woman can be found to nurse the child, and then she'll be stoned to death. That's the way things work in the other half of the world. So that's it.
That's swell, Mike. Yeah. Starts my day along with the weather, too. That's very
Make
good.
Make my day.
Okay, you'll have details of those stories. Not too many on the last one, I hope. coming up at 7:30, Fred Patterson will be along to bring us up to date in overnight sports.
Phone Abu Dhabi, Pete, and do something about it.
Okay. Fred's an overnight sport himself.
Yabba dabba 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 send a monkey to the chimp.
That's one of the songs that I hated the most.
Oh, good. We know what to get him for Christmas.
Carlton Carpenter and Debbie Reynolds.
That's right. I've got a copy of that.
Thank you.
Where's it from?
I hope it's a 78. You can break those.
What movie is that from?
You got me.
You got me?
No, not from that movie. No.
I don't know. And I don't care. It's 7:10.
Now listen to me, young friend. I'm... Station CFNY-FM is a division of Selkirk Broadcasting Limited, licensed by the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission to operate an FM broadcasting station on frequency 102.1 megahertz in Brampton, Canada. Radio frequencies are public property in Canada, and at the time CFNY applied for a license to operate on this frequency, it filed a comprehensive promise of performance with the Commission. In this document, the station made specific commitments as to its operation and programming. The license issued by the commission requires CFNY to honor these commitments and to comply with the FM broadcasting regulations. A copy of the license issued to Selkirk Broadcasting Limited with a promise of performance and the conditions attached to it is available for inspection by any member of the public. These copies may be inspected at the offices of the commission in Ottawa or at the offices of this station at 83 Kennedy Road South, Brampton, during normal business hours. This is The Spirit, CFNY-FM 102.1.
This is Warren Down, and he has his hands full with traffic news.
I certainly do, Petey, because I'm trying to keep warm. The 401 eastbound, it is very slow into the city. Watch for problems east of Dixon and east of Kipling. The OPP are on the scene. Westbound, the OPP are looking for an accident somewhere between Leslie and Bayview. They're not sure if that's in the core of the collectors yet.
exiting from the westbound core to the southbound Don Valley Parkway. That's a slow route this morning. North and southbound on the Allen Expressway, two separate accidents are reported at Shepherd. Ambulance have been sent for. And also, Metro Police are clearing problems at the Danforth and Greenwood and also at Lawrence and Don Mills Road. Roads are really, really slippery. Drive with extra care and caution, okay, Pete?
Good advice, Warren. It's minus 7 right now from CFNY. Here's the Spear of Destiny.
Ouch!
He got him.
Rough Trade and Carol Poe from CFNY 102, Dance the Decadence and Spear of Destiny back there. The time is 7:21.
Ring Big Steel Man.
CFNY Toronto weather. The weather office has just issued, rather an hour ago, that the winter storm warning has been downgraded to a square dance. Intermittent snow today and tomorrow. Additional accumulations of 4 to 8 centimeters. So we just have an advisory now. They're just letting you know it's snowing outside. Strong winds today and tomorrow. A high today minus 3, a low tonight minus 8, a high Wednesday minus 2. Currently it's minus 6 degrees, and now back to music with Pete and Geets from CFNY.
This is Shriekback from CFNY and a special birthday request for Louise.